From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Iraq's foreign minister is warning that residents should brace themselves for bigger and deadlier attacks in the coming days. He says security has deteriorated since U.S. troops withdrew from Iraq's cities and towns 2 months ago. The government also said that it believes some members of its security forces were involved in suicide bombings in Baghdad this week that killed at least 100 people. A North Korean delegation visiting Seoul to mourn the death of the late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung has requested to meet formally with the South's president. That meeting will take place tomorrow, Dohwakli Saikau Tao reports.
At a meeting between the close aides to North Korea's Kim Jong-il and South Korea's unification minister, the North asked to meet with the South's current president, Lee Myung-bak. President Lee is reportedly mulling over the request by the envoys who have delayed their departure another day for the possible government-level talks. The North Korean officials arrived yesterday to Seoul and went straight to a memorial altar for the late Kim Dae-jung. There, they bowed to a large photograph of the former South Korean president and offered a wreath emblazoned with their leader's name on it. Kim Dae-jung met Kim Jong-il 9 years ago at the first ever inter-Korean summit since the end of the Korean War. Kim is South Korea's only Nobel Peace Laureate. He had devoted his life to promoting democracy in South Korea. For NPR News, I'm Dohwakli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is standing by his decision to give a convicted terrorist a warm homecoming, despite U.S. and British demands to mute public show of support for Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi. Dale Gavlak has more.
Gaddafi welcomed Megrahi with a hug and praised Scotland for releasing him. The pair were shown on state TV embracing and talking while Gaddafi also spoke to Megrahi's family. The Scottish government freed the terminally ill 57-year-old on compassionate grounds on Thursday. Megrahi was the only man convicted in the 1988 bombing of the Pan Am plane that killed 270 people. Washington and many of the victims' families condemned Scotland's decision and have urged for Megrahi to be put under house arrest. They also expressed outrage at the hero's welcome Megrahi received at Tripoli Airport. Britain has denied claims that Megrahi was released to ensure trade deals with Libya. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Nigerian militants have surrendered the largest number of weapons yet under a government amnesty to stem unrest in the oil-rich Delta region. The program launched 2 weeks ago, and a senior commander with the area's largest militant group has turned over gunboats, rocket launchers, and ammunition to police. The government has given militants 60 days to surrender their weapons in exchange for an unconditional pardon. Nigeria is the world's eighth largest exporter of oil. This is NPR News. In Bergen, Kentucky, prison guards have begun transferring some inmates from a facility where a riot broke out last night. They say the prisoners cause extensive damage. Kentucky State Police Lieutenant David Judd says, or Jude rather, says officers had to recruit extra help.
We have called in just about every available unit within the region to respond. This would include our post-level riot squads, our statewide special response team, and in addition to numerous local PDs, police departments, and sheriff's departments are on scene as well.
The riot was put down after a few hours. Some inmates suffered minor injuries. Federal regulators shut down 5 banks yesterday, including one with extensive operations in Texas and California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more on this story.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has seized Texas-based Guarantee Bank, marking one of the largest bank failures this year. Guarantee operates 160 branches in Texas and California. The FDIC estimates the closing will cost the agency $3 billion. The firm has been sending signals that it was in trouble. Analysts say the bank has been hurt by underperforming loans to home builders and borrowers. Officials say Guarantee has been taken over by the U.S. division of a company headquartered in Spain. Guarantee branches are expected to be opened Saturday under the new ownership. Regulators also arranged for the sale of 3 small banks in Georgia and 1 in Alabama on Friday, bringing the total failures for the year to 81. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.